Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. I almost said welcome back, but welcome to the first episode of Random
That would be Random Ramblings.
Leave it to me, the very first episode, to mess up the name of the show. So this Random Ramblings is, it's going to be impossible for me to say the whole time we do it. I can tell that already. But it is our podcast that we've talked about for, how many years now have we actually talked about it?
At least several months, seriously, and for years before that, I mean, two or three at least.
Right, we kept saying, oh, it'd be really cool to do one, and, I mean, we've seen the ever-growing popularity of them now. And we're like, hey, well, might as well. We might get a couple views, but hey, it'll still be fun doing it.
Hey, yeah, we're not going to get views.
No, we're not.
It's
listeners. I know. Leave it up to me. It's like, what is it? 29 seconds in to already mess two things up. I'm a professional, ladies and gentlemen, if you could not tell. But I am Cooper.
And I am Michael.
And once again, this is Random Ramblings. Thank you all for joining us. I'm going to grab my phone real quick. Probably isn't picking me up that much. Okay. I know it's Random Ramblings. I did take down a few, like, topics that we could go over, but I know that you said you actually were saving a couple things for the podcast. So we've already did our intro. That's one off the list.
Check.
So what do you want to jump into?
Well, before I forget, tell my story. I just went to Disney last weekend. Mm-hmm. On February the 21st through the 24th, I think is what it was.
Yeah.
Went to Galaxy's Edge. That was pretty freaking cool. And we're in Galaxy's Edge, and Samantha and I had just watched a show. And the show was, the First Order was in Batuu, and they were, the ambassador was supposed to be trying to find the resistance and all that good stuff. Well, after the show, Kylo Ren, the lieutenant, and both of the stormtroopers walk off the show and just go into the crowd. Well, they walked right by us. Like, I could have touched Kylo Ren's helmet if I wanted to. But about 5 minutes or so later, Samantha and I finally made our way around one of the corners, and I could see the lieutenant was actually up in front of us. About that time, we're walking past Olga's Cantina, which is the bar there at Batuu, and the lieutenant is pretty much right in front of us.
Right.
And you hear the cast member who was working the line, because there was like an hour and a half wait time for the cantina at that point, which is crazy because there was a line for literally everything in Galaxy's Edge, and most of the wait times were like 45 minutes to an hour.
It was...
So you get to, we're going by the cantina, and the cast member that's working the cantina line says, "Karen, party of four." And it, like, split second, the lieutenant didn't even have a half a second to think about it, turns around and goes, "Karen, party of four!" And Samantha jumped out of her skin. It was hilarious. Like, it was crazy.
That is hilarious. I love how... The cast members, I mean, the cast members all across Disney, they always are, like, full Disney, like, fully committed to it all the way.
Absolutely.
But I feel like, especially in Galaxy's Edge, which you can attest to this, that they are, I feel like they're a little, like, a step above because they know how dedicated the fans are.
Oh, yeah.
So.
And they all stay in character. Like, they're not Disney cast members. They are their character,
right.
You know. And so, like, well, I just completely lost my train of thought. But I had a specific instance that I was thinking. Oh, so if you say good morning to the cast members in Galaxy's Edge, they don't simply say good morning back. They say rising suns. And
right.
Then they expect you to talk like that to them.
Right.
And if you say thank you, it's not thank you, it's till the spire.
Okay.
One other thing was when we checked out, I went to Doc Ondar's Den of Antiquities to buy my belt clip and crystals for my lightsaber.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't tell me how much I owed them, as in like $12.99. It was 12.99 credits.
Which was kind of
neat. So
I know we both have watched a lot of videos about Galaxy's Edge and whatnot, and you mentioning Till the Spire reminded me that I had found that one that talked about the different, like, vocabulary they used within it.
Right.
And I didn't realize that Till the Spiders used, like, a thank you at all. I didn't...
That's what they would say to me. I would say thank you, and they would say, to the Spire.
That's really cool. I mean, a lot of work went into that, definitely.
Oh, they pay, I would almost say, too much attention to detail, but it's not too much because it's enjoyable, especially if you're a big Star Wars fanatic like I am.
Right. And one of the other things that, so before we actually started the podcast, of course, we always like to just spend time and just talk a little bit. You had gotten the opportunity to build a lightsaber at Galaxy's Edge.
That's right. Savi's Workshop.
Savi's Workshop, yes.
I built a lightsaber. That was hands down the best experience. It is the best Star Wars experience you're probably ever going to enjoy. Mm-hmm. I mean, Rise of the Resistance, which is the new ride down there, I was telling you, it's the best ride. I mean, it's the best ride I've probably ever been on, ever. But the experience of building your lightsaber is just awesome.
Say it always. That's one of the things I had told Michael before. Well, actually, when we were talking about it, is, you know, you see all the videos about it, but then you actually go to Savi's Workshop and you have the opportunity to stand there and like witness it as it's going on. Just adds a whole other element to it.
It's completely different. And I was actually disappointed in myself because I wasn't going to watch any like reveals as to how the lightsaber process went.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got into one day and couldn't stop watching it. And I watched it all the way to the end and it revealed a pretty cool, I won't spoil it,
mm-hmm.
but it revealed a really, really cool, ending part, you know? And I wish that I hadn't watched it because if I would have not known that magic was coming,
yeah,
I would have flipped out. I would have flipped.
Well, so with your the whole Galaxy's Edge trip, I don't know, this is going to be a pretty loaded question, but what would you say was your most favorite part of the whole thing? And then what would you say is like the least favorite part that you had during the whole experience?
Just in Galaxy's Edge?
Just in Galaxy's Edge, not necessarily Disney as a whole. We can get to Disney in a minute, but just focusing on Galaxy's Edge.
The high point of Galaxy's Edge was definitely building my lightsaber. Oh. I had dreams about it for weeks before I got to go. I mean, that was my most anticipated part.
Yeah.
If you're a Star Wars fan, you love lightsabers. You know what they are.
Oh, yeah.
And building your own was definitely the best. The least awesome part for me, I don't know. Because, I mean, we went at Black Spire Outpost, which is like the little marketplace.
Yeah.
But that was pretty cool. They had a lot of little things to look at. I don't know, because I didn't even have that long of waits.
Right,
we were
yeah.
there so early. I honestly, and this might sound a little goofy, but the crowd.
Yeah.
There were just so many people.
Right.
And so I feel like you didn't get to quite see everything just because there were so many people all the time. I mean, you were shoulder to shoulder to people the whole time.
Right, yeah.
And so I think that was probably my least favorite part about Galaxy's Edge.
But when you think about it as like a whole experience, that's really not. If that's the worst part of it, then it's a pretty good experience.
Oh, yeah. Honestly. Oh, it was a great experience, like, hands down, for sure.
So what about the Disney trip as a whole, like the different? Because you said you also went to Hollywood Studios, is that right?
Well, Hollywood's, Galaxy's Edge is in Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah.
And then we went to Magic Kingdom.
That's what it was.
And we were in Disney World, by the way, not Disneyland. That's the one that's in Florida.
We should have just kept it out to see how long people are like, wait a minute.
Disneyland's in California, Disney World's in Florida. We were in Florida.
Yeah, I always mess that up all the time. So, yeah, it seems like you had a really awesome trip. I got to actually hold the lightsaber when I got here. It was freaking awesome.
It's so cool.
One of the things I was saying about it is the attention to detail with it, and then how I'd mentioned, you don't, like, again, you watch the videos and you see and you talk, you hear them say how they have some weight to them and whatnot, but you don't really realize it until you're actually holding it. And you're like, wow.
Thing is heavy. Like,
it's a pretty good, like, chunk of metal.
It's
but
nice
it's
and
awesome.
Heavy.
And I think that was one of the most underrated weapons in the whole Star Wars series is yeah, you had the actual blade of the lightsaber, but if you just threw that thing at someone and they didn't have time to, like, stop it, you could take out a good amount.
Well, and I think in Star Wars, personally, the lightsaber was underused anyway. I mean, I think there were so many applications of a lightsaber that we didn't even get to see just because they couldn't all be fit into the movies. The biggest one I saw a while back, I think I mentioned to you, I was reading the thing, the ability to turn the lightsaber on and off during a fight.
Oh, yeah.
You never saw that in the movies. They never turned a lightsaber off and then turned it back on to hit somebody, you know. And I think that was just one good example of that, is how we didn't get to see the full potential of the lightsaber just because of how powerful of a weapon it was.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I think, well, and it really makes me wonder what they're going to do at this point now. I mean, Rise of Skywalker's been out. And you know that they're already cooking up different ideas and things like that. So I really wonder what the potential is going to be like with, I mean, just as you were saying, just with lightsabers in the future for sure.
I know I've seen a lot of rumors and heard a lot of rumors about an Old Republic.
Ooh.
Back before, way before the prequels.
Yeah.
Getting into that. And I think that would be really cool to explore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you could go after the Skywalker saga. I mean, I suppose you could, but there would be nowhere to line it up to. Of course, maybe that's what they're trying to get to. I don't know.
Right. excuse me. I think, yeah, that was one of the other things I'd wondered. Like, after, now that the Skywalker saga is kind of like, you know, this is
boom. Over.
Yeah,
right,
like, it's over.
Supposedly.
Right.
Quote unquote, over.
But I think it would be unique to see, because again, that was just one storyline in this whole galaxy. I mean, it did play a very major part in the whole storyline.
Right.
But seeing, like, different perspectives within that time frame or anything like that.
And even, I think they did a good job. I know a lot of people hated on Solo.
Yeah.
Not as many people hated on Rogue One. That was actually a very liked movie.
Yeah.
But I think that their ability to show a completely different storyline yet still line it up to the Skywalker saga, they did a very good job with that, I thought. And so it'll just be interesting to see what they come up with completely new that's not related to Skywalkers at all.
Yeah, it'll be exciting to see. I know, I mean, just looking at The Mandalorian and the hype that it's had, and I mean, I fell in love with the storyline of it. I remember, of course, hearing that it was on Disney Plus, and I was like, oh boy, another streaming service. Oh, this is going to be good.
And that was their main draw for Disney Plus for a long time, like, was The Mandalorian.
That's going to happen a lot in this podcast, I can guarantee it, throughout all of our episodes. But yeah, you're exactly right. That was like their big item, and then once they got you into that, we're like, oh, well, we have the archives, we have these other movies,
all the other Disney stuff, which is really cool. I've watched several Disney movies that honestly I've never watched before because we didn't have them when I was a kid, and so I just never watched them, and I got to watch those, which is pretty cool. We just watched the live action Aladdin the other night. That was pretty cool.
Oh, was it pretty good?
Yeah, I don't know how well it matched up with the original because I didn't watch the original, but but the live action one was pretty cool.
We'll put them on side by side and see.
Oh yeah,
is that the one? That's where Will Smith is the
genie in that one. Yeah,
I think, I mean, just in my own opinion, I haven't seen the live action. I've only seen the original one, so to compare it, it was a mute point because I don't know. But I have watched the side-by-side of Genie, like both the Genies.
Uh-huh.
And I think just knowing that Robin Williams was the original Genie.
Oh, yeah.
And all that he did with that, I feel like it really matched.
Just throwing it out there, never having watched the original Aladdin movie, I still like Robin Williams as Genie better than I like Will Smith as Genie.
Right.
Just because Robin Williams, well, he's one of my favorite actors anyway.
Yeah.
But he just, he brings a sense of personality to everything he plays. So.
Yeah. I think it's really hard. It's hard in general to follow up when a movie was so iconic during that time, but especially when you have to follow up to Robin Williams. And I'm not downplaying Will Smith at all because I love a lot of Will Smith's stuff.
And he did a good job in the movie. I thought he did. But I have seen like the song that the genie sings.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when they first get in there and find the lamp, and he finally comes to life for the first time. I've seen that Robin Williams scene from the movie, and I liked Robin Williams more. But like I said, that's just because I have a tendency to favor Robin Williams.
Right.
But Will Smith did an excellent job as Genie.
Oh, yeah. Every time I think of Will Smith, I think of iRobot.
I've never seen iRobot, so we need to watch that.
Yeah, we need to add that one to our list. You're probably going to hear us talk about movies a lot. We're big movie fans.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Definitely. okay, let me see. So I had weekend recaps. I put your Disney recap as his own special thing. Of course, I saw my girlfriend over the weekend, had a really good burger, went and saw Winter Jam. That was really cool.
Guess what else he did, guys?
I don't even...
He had an old Greg!
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I had a beverage called the old Greg. It was... I got it just for the name, I'll be completely honest.
It's beer.
I saw the thing, I was like, I'm old Greg. I was like, I had to get it. So, it wasn't bad. It was... I wish I could find it. They don't actually have their menu online. It was like some chocolate something. I can't remember what it was.
Ew, it was flavored chocolate?
Well, see, the thing was, it said it was like a chocolate-flavored beer. And I was like, ooh, that's kind of interesting. I want to see how that is. And I got it. And it wasn't like you sipped it and you're like, wow, this is chocolate, but in like beer form.
Right.
It was more like... Oh, I can kind of taste chocolate within this beer.
It had that. It was it like a fake chocolate? I hate fake chocolate taste.
I couldn't really tell.
Like at the candy store, we used to make chocolate covered cherry candy. We made it a couple times for like Valentine's Day. It was just hardtack candy, and I hated the stuff.
Oh yeah.
I hated the fake chocolate taste. It was horrible. But,
see, I don't think it was. I don't think it was fake chocolate because this place it was its own microbrewery.
Oh, okay.
So cool. they made a lot of their stuff, and I mean it didn't taste like you were eating a chocolate bar at that point in time, but you could tell, ooh, that, like, I like to look at the flavor notes that they make up for, like, beers and stuff like that.
Right.
And some of them, like, it has notes of, like, applewood and citrus and chocolate. And I'm like, okay, I guess I understand what that means now, but that still doesn't mean I was like, okay. They actually had a drink called the Baby Yoda. And it reminded me, I really wanted to get it just to see how it compared to the one that they were having around, like, I think it was Disneyland actually showcased it I don't know that.
The sour one that everyone was raving about?
Yeah, where they tied, like, the towel around, their napkin around it or whatever.
Yeah.
You see that one? I wanted to see how it compared to that, but I didn't get it. It was main thing was, like, some kind of muskmelon liqueur. It was thing. That was so, gotcha. Like, some, I'm guessing it would be some, like, green muskmelon liqueur or something. And it had said it had like cherries or something like that. So,
it's out for me. I don't like cherries.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll try it one day. But yeah, had the burger. This burger was fantastic. It was, what was it called? I can't remember what it was called now.
It's called the Good Burger.
Yeah. Well, getting the Good Burger. I think it was called. Oh, it had some kind of. Like, catchy name to it. I can't remember what it was. Like, Chunky Monkey, maybe, or something like that. Something along those lines. It's either monkey-related or, like, Elvis Presley-related. And the burger itself, it was really good. I don't remember
Was it the peanut butter one you were... That's right, I remember now. Okay, it was peanut butter and banana burger or something.
Yeah, it was, So it had banana slices, it had Thai peanut butter, which...
Is that thicker, or...
Yeah, it was... it wasn't thicker than normal peanut butter, it was, like, you remember that peanut butter that, I think it might be peanut butter, that stuff that Samantha gets from the Amish country, that, like...
Oh, yeah, it's like butter and honey mixed, or whatever.
Yeah, it was kind of like that same consistency, but it tasted
not
more...
butter, but peanut butter and honey, yeah.
It was kind of like that same consistency, but it had, like, more of a distinct taste. It wasn't as sweet, but it did have sweetness in it.
Gotcha.
And then they had, like, this big dollop of cream cheese on it, and I was like, oh, goodness. And
that's so good.
They're like they had the small. Their fries were kind of like the ones they serve at Steak and Shake.
Also, they're really thin, like ribbon fries or whatever.
But they're like a little bit thicker than those. Okay. So they're pretty good. And I got the sriracha aioli.
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, and combining those two things of the sriracha aioli and then the sweetness and like the savoriness of that burger.
Good stuff.
That's another thing. We'll probably talk about food on here because we both love food.
Food and movies.
Food. Hey, that's what we should call it at some point. Just food and movies. Yeah, we always like to try new food. So,
well, the idea that we first came we first came up with the idea for the podcast because we would just get into these hour long conversations that went from one thing to the other. You know, we would start with aardvarks and end up with zebras, and we're like, how did we do this? So we're like, we should record this sometime.
Like, some people have struggles with it. We're like, man, we're just doing this naturally, so we ought to just document it. Even if it's just something where we keep a hold of it, and then we're like 90 years old, we can barely hear. We're like,
play episode. Look what I just found.
Play episode 43.
By this time, we're using virtual reality to be in the same place, even though we're like 3,000 miles apart.
Telling our virtual assistants, bring up Michael. I had to like watch which name because he has both of them in his house. We probably would have heard like a couple dings go off.
Oh yeah. Actually, no. Down here.
Oh, it's.
You would. Well, you would have probably got a Google ding, but.
Not
you wouldn't have got an Amazon ding.
Right.
Well, you can even say Alexa, because I got my Alexa down here set to computer, which it doesn't even like me. So, did it go off?
I don't think so.
And my surround sound's not on, so we wouldn't be able to hear it anymore.
Okay, yeah. So, but yeah, so it was some really good food. Winter Jam was really cold. We had to wait outside for like an hour and a half because we got there a bit early. It was a little chilly. And the other thing, so I loved Winter Jam. The thing I didn't like about it was we got in, we got by our seats, and where we were sitting, we must have been by an air duct because we didn't get warm the whole time we were there.
Oh, that sucks.
So the doors open at what, like 6 o'clock, I think?
I don't have any clue. That was a year ago.
Yeah, it was like 6 or 7, and we didn't get done until like 11:30 or 12.
And the whole time you were cold.
And the whole time we were cold. And it was like, so the music was good and everything, and we wanted to like get up and like dance around and whatnot, to get warm again. but overall, I mean, the concert was really good. There was some artist I hadn't heard of, like Red. They reminded me of like Skillet a little bit. Yeah.
Well, remember they had a bunch of those groups last year that were right at the beginning.
Oh yeah. That
we didn't recognize. They sounded good.
Yeah. The two, well, I say the two big, but they had, I think it was Hillsong United, so like Hillsong's younger band.
Mm-hmm.
Building 429, Crowder was like
Crowder was there.
Crowder was there.
Man,
it was
freaking
really cool.
Disney.
Thanks, Disney. He was the headline, and the other thing is where our seats were was kind of echoey, so we couldn't hear all that well, but they were really like, we could see on the stage, we could see the equipment they were using.
Oh, that's cool.
So I mean, it would be the seats that you and I would appreciate because we get to see all the
watch boards. Everything. Yeah.
Yeah,
I go to a concert to watch the musicians, not listen to them.
Right. And the other one I remember is Andy Mineo. Yeah, he's a Christian rapper.
Oh, so that's more up your alley.
Right, and that's actually it's the first rapper in concert that I've seen. I'm pretty sure.
Oh. So, like across the board.
Yeah, across the board.
Not just speaking Christian-wise. But,
yeah, Christian or secular, the first one I've ever seen.
And you enjoyed that, I'm sure.
Oh, I loved it. And I looked over at Alice, and she was actually rapping with it. And I was like, yes, you're the one. Yes, you're the chosen one. So
she actually knew the guy.
Yeah, she knew him too.
Oh, cool.
That was one of the reasons that she actually wanted to go to it. Was
specifically did you know of him too before?
I had heard of some of his stuff because I'd always try to find a Christian rapper that I liked.
Mm-hmm.
And I, of course, heard of Lecrae. And I mean, Lecrae is good stuff. I'm just not, a huge fan of his stuff.
Right.
But he did fast rap stuff too. And I was like, ooh.
So kind of more of like a Eminem type of thing.
Oh yeah. There was some song. And then he has some songs that are slower. I'm trying to remember what, I have some videos on my phone, but I can't remember what the song was. Oh, that's Crowder. I meant to show you these videos, actually. I need to not chew my orbit into the mic. That's going to get really annoying if I keep going. Welcome back to our ASMR podcast.
Look at the...
Just super thin line. So we have my laptop set up beside of us, and we're watching the audio levels. And whenever we did that, it's just like pencil thin compared to the rest of the time. I'll look and see, but he has a song that's like, Jesus, he washes away all of my sins, washes away all my sins. And it's like, so that soft melody, and he has like some softer, slower stuff. And then it like, it gets quiet, and then it just builds, and it's like trumpets and choir and stuff like that. It was
That's cool.
It was really cool.
Did he go with a track, or did he have a band?
He had a drummer, and then he had a DJ.
Okay.
Actually had like electric set and stuff.
Cool.
So
a rapper's version of a band.
Yeah, a rapper's band.
Right.
Which whenever he did the really fast part on one of his songs, he got up beside the drummer, and the drummer was drumming like right along with them as he was fast rapping.
That's cool.
It was really
When we
really
went fun. Last year, we saw Newsboys, right? That was the reason that I wanted to go, because they had Newsboys United.
Yeah.
It was a couple of the older guys that weren't part of it anymore, where they had gotten back together, and that was cool.
I'm trying to see if I can pull up the 2019 lineup again. Yeah, that Newsboys United was amazing, and the thing I really liked was when they did the drum battle.
Yeah, that was cool, where they had Duncan up, and then, I can't remember, I cannot believe I can't remember his name now.
He was the lead singer.
The original lead singer, name has escaped me at this time.
Yeah, I can't remember what in the world his name was.
Which happens a lot. I have a really bad memory.
Oh, some of the other ones were New Song, Ledger, which that was like the other Skillet band, pretty much.
Right, Ledger.
Which I feel bad for saying the other like Skillet band, but it's in like that same genre. I don't know what the specific...
It's not our cup of tea, exactly.
Nah, not really.
I mean, we enjoyed it. And it's just not something we'd go out and buy the CD for.
Right. I mean, we appreciate music, but it might not
and
be something
new
we
New Song, aren't they're the ones that put it on, right?
Yeah, they're new the ones song. That put
they're
it
there
on
like
every year.
Every year.
Yeah, okay. They're the ones that had the idea for it, which they have some really awesome stuff, too.
Yeah, I enjoy their kind of music. It's almost a southern western
like
type of...
folky type of... I mean, it's really good. I really liked... They did the same... I am a Christian and my name is Pilgrim.
Oh, yeah,
that song.
Yeah.
I really like to do that one. So now we have a clip of me singing. I also just saw a little bit ago whenever I said, all right, it'll be all right, that it just flared up a lot. So I'm going to have to turn that down probably.
That's okay, because I'm not as loud as I thought that I was being.
Oh, do I need to turn it up a little bit?
No, it's fine. Okay. I'm sure you can hear me okay. It's just...
It's been right around in the green level a good bit, so... some of the other ones were Ren Collective, which that one was.
That was awesome. And, of course, they had the panda hats.
Yeah, the panda hats were amazing. Holland, which she was the one that wore the NASCAR shirt.
She looked like DJ from Full House.
Yeah, the whole time we're like, this is Full House. Like, there's nothing else we could think of. And then, I forgot. Well, Mandisa. And that was after she had... Yeah. Well, that was after she had gone through some stuff, and she was coming out. She's like, "Yeah, we're fighting on." So it was a really moving performance, I'd say.
Oh yeah.
And then your favorite, Danny Gokey.
Oh yes, Danny Gokey. No offense, Danny. No offense. No offense, Danny, if you're ever listening to this, which I highly doubt, but I'm not your biggest fan. although in the same town here, our biggest fan does live here. Your biggest fan does live here because he got super upset that he didn't get to meet you in person. And I won't go into details about how upset, but he was pretty upset.
I'm trying to remember now, crap. Lineup. This year they had... I don't even know who that guy is. I didn't even see him there. Oh, Hillsong Young and Free. My bad. Is that... Wait a minute. I don't remember some of these people on here. I'll be honest.
Passion was there. That's a good group. Isn't that what that one right there is?
Yep, Passion. Red, Austin French.
See, you say Red, and all I can think about is Retired, Extremely Dangerous, the movie
with
Bruce Willis
in it. Oh, yeah, the movie. I mean, that's what I would think of, too. And then they had that same, I think it's Greg Steyer, I think is how you say his last name, the guy that came out was like, my family is full of bodybuilders and tobacco spitting individuals, and that's only on the women's side.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that
guy.
He was really funny. I like him a lot. It was a fun show. It was really cool to see them all. And, of course, anytime we get to jam out to music, as always.
Oh, yeah. Always. We need to go to a concert. Well, you guys are going. You guys are going. That's next Saturday, isn't it? March 7th.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That's actually the start of my spring break.
I'm super disappointed that I don't get to go to that. But it's I just started a new job. as a 911 dispatcher here in little St. Mary's, and I have my first round of midnights that night, so I won't be able to go. Very disappointed.
So we're wishing them luck on that.
Right, they're going to see Casting Crowns. I don't know if we said that or not.
Nah, we didn't, but I think it'll be a pretty fun concert. Last time I think I saw them, which I know you probably would have been there last time I saw them too, but I think it was Point Fest,
yeah. Right?
That was... Oh,
that was the year Skillet was actually there that year.
Was that was the second year, right? Second year Point Fest?
Yeah, because the first year was Newsboys and then Chris Tomlin.
Yeah, that's right.
But Casting Crowns is an awesome group. You guys are going to have fun. I really wish I could go, but I had to be an adult.
Right. Don't you hate when that happens?
Yeah. Although I will say that with the crazy schedule that I have at the 911 center,
yeah.
Well, it's not crazy. It's just different to me because I'm used to working 9 to 5. Well, it's actually 8 to 5, but, you know, 8 to 5 Monday through Friday.
Right.
That's it. But now I have 12-hour days, 7 to 7 days or nights, and it's a rotation, and I'm going on and off. And so it'll be it's crazy, but... It'll be fun. I'm enjoying the job so far, so that's the big thing, I think.
Yeah, definitely. I think, and once you get into that routine, I think it might come a little bit easier. I'm not going to act like I know, but I think once you start to get your body trained and in that kind of same schedule, then...
And that's what I'm hoping, that I'll be able to flip back and forth pretty easily.
See if you have... I know you can't see right now. I don't know if you have that far in advance. But November 6th, Bill Engvall is going to be at People's Bank Theater.
Here's your sign, Bill Engvall.
Here's your sign, Bill Engvall.
I actually do. I don't know. I have, as long as my schedule doesn't change between and then, I've got it. But there's a chance that it might.
And I looked yesterday, and they still have a good amount of tickets, which I was kind of surprised about. Because this is actually the second time that the second time I remember him being here now. Because he was here last year, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they got him booked again for the 6th.
You said November?
Yep.
6th, right? Think,
let me look. Yeah, I'll look again.
Oh, I'm off. It's
sweet.
A Friday. Right. Well, according to this schedule, I'm off. It actually starts my 7 days off.
Okay. Maybe we'll make this puppy happen, then.
Yeah.
Because that's not a bad one. And then even after... I don't think it'd be even too late after that one, honestly. Because, it says that he's having two... Oh.
I'm assuming he's doing stand-up, right?
Yeah. He's going to be singing opera.
That would be enjoyable.
He's actually... They have him down for two shows on the 6th. One at 7 and then one at 9:15.
Oh, cool.
So... And they have, like, a lot of different bands. Like, they're having, I think...
Yeah, the People's Bank does a lot of stuff.
Yeah, they've been bringing a lot more acts. They're having Kansas come in... Ronnie Millsap, Dancing with the Dogs. Oh, I'm an idiot. Dancing with the Docs. I know what that is.
Docs.
That's a charity event. I said Dancing with the Dogs. I apologize. It's a good event. It's when like local doctors get paired up with like choreographers and they make their own routines. And it's really kind of like
Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Dancing with the Docs. Now, yeah. Hey, that makes sense, Michael.
We could go to that too. That'd be pretty fun. Get all of us to go to that. And like I said, it's a good charity event. We've some people in our media department have actually filmed for that.
Oh,
Landon
cool.
has actually
cool.
filmed for that. So, Marshall Tucker Band. I'm trying to see those Oak Ridge Boys are going to be there.
Elvira.
Yep.
Hi-ho, Silver. Anyway.
Giddy up, boom, bop, boom, bop, a mow, mow.
Giddy up, boom, bop, boom, bop, a mow, mow.
So how'd you guys get flagged for copyright in your first
time? Well, we
sang 20 different songs and told Wisney crap.
We told Wisney. Amigos should go take a Wisney.
What do you call it when you have to go to the bathroom at Disney? A Wisney.
Wisney.
Well, we're never going to get sponsored by them, so.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about that. No, actually, I found this app that I put my rotation in, and it copied it and pasted, pretty much copied and pasted it. It just repeated the rotation. Yeah. So as long as, which I'm sure it's probably going to change after I complete my training. So by November, I might already be working with a different partner. I don't know.
Right.
We'll see. But for right now, if my schedule were to continue the way that it is now, I have that off, which is cool because I actually have Thanksgiving and Christmas off, but I would guess that they will probably have people who will call off, so right. Then they'll call me in and make me do some mandatory overtime, which I'm not going to complain about because not only will it be overtime, but it'll be overtime holiday pay, which is double pay. So,
even better.
Well, it would actually be like double and a half pay because holiday pay is double and overtime is time and a half. So it would actually be three and a half times pay.
Can I come in and work part of your shift too?
The only part about that is, you know, freaking Uncle Sam will take 90% of it.
Oh, you gotta love it though. That's what. Oh boy, we'll have a special episode just dedicated to politics because I guarantee that'll go over real well with, you know, all the.
It won't go over well with me because I probably won't say much. I don't keep up with politics. I quit trying.
I've honestly.
Although my favorite meme right now are the memes with Nancy Pelosi behind Donald Trump ripping the speech. Yes,
the ripping the speech memes are my favorite right now. I forgot. I saw one. Oh, when was that? I saw one, I think, earlier this week, and I can't remember what it is. Let me see if I saved it.
So how long have we been going? Do we know? It's got the little special units up there, but it doesn't actually say a time, does it?
No, I don't see one. Can I? If I go to changes, is this going to fail anything? Oh, there we go. Time. Okay.
Oh, cool.
That's way better than what we had
before. We've only been talking for an hour. Or, I mean, a half hour.
That's not bad at all. Yeah, I don't have it saved.
How long is a normal podcast?
I think it just depends, honestly.
Oh, okay.
However long that you want to have one. I mean, we could even record multiple episodes and just be like...
Right.
Let me see. Like, the couple that I have, there's... I like to listen to John Boy and Billy in the morning. And they have a podcast now, which is just like all of their on-air... like bits and like comedy stuff that they do, and it's like an hour and a half.
Oh wow.
Just like per episode.
Okay, so it just depends on what kind of a demographic you're hitting.
And the Unashamed podcast with all like the Robinson brothers and Phil is like 40-50 minutes. The one of Alton Brown is like an hour or so it just depends on how long you want to.
Gotcha.
As you can tell, we're figuring this out as we go.
Yeah.
So.
And I'm trying to think about like YouTube videos. No one sits and watches an hour long video.
No.
But I guess a podcast is something you can listen to on the way to or from wherever you're going if you're commuting and.
Right. That's actually one of the discussions. one of the groups I had in class that we were talking about of, you know, listening to music compared to listening to a podcast of. With podcasts, you can find something on a topic that you want to learn about or something that you're interested in, and you can, like, learn about it while you're doing something else, and you don't have to sit down with it. So I think that's what gives it some of that freedom of being longer if you want it to be or whatnot.
Right.
Okay, let me see. A quote, like I said, it's random ramblings, but we'll have a little bit of structure if we want it. We don't necessarily have to. The next thing I have on there is Mark Hamill reaction, and that is because of... Excuse me. Did you watch that video that I sent you?
I didn't actually watch the video. Okay. I read the description of the video.
So in this video, it was Mark Hamill. It was just a compilation of all the interviews Mark Hamill had about...
The Last Jedi.
Last Jedi. And they were asking him questions about, you know, what's it mean for the saga? What does it mean for this or that? And he would give some, like, kind of pretty broad answers at some point. He's like... They're like, what role does Luke Skywalker play in the film? He's like, he's in it. Mm-hmm. And that would be this answer that he would give. They're like, okay. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about how one thing he didn't like about it was, I don't think he actually said one thing he didn't like, but he was saying how it wasn't like the Skywalker way because Skywalkers wouldn't just like give up and just like retreat back to just be a hermit, like he was saying. And trying to remember what else he actually said in the video.
I know. I watched a couple of interviews. This was back before The Last Jedi came out with him. And he just didn't seem very excited about it. And I have long said since the movie came out, since Last Jedi came out, it's, in my opinion, the worst Star Wars movie. I mean, it's completely pointless.
Right.
I mean... To me, it's pointless, I think.
The reason this is continuing on.
Right.
But there's also times of whenever, you know, the fans make suggestions of how it should go and it just doesn't fit either.
Right.
And being that entity now that controls the whole Star Wars world.
Galaxy.
Thank you. It's the whole Star Wars galaxy, technically. It's a lot of burden on Disney because they have so many other things that they're having their hand in.
Right.
Right. But don't get me wrong, I'm not justifying them making a bad movie or making a movie that's crap. That's not what this is about.
Right. Nor is it us completely condemning them either.
Because right.
We realize, you know, they're a huge company. They've got, I mean, they're the Google of entertainment.